This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Edith Collier, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is E-D-Y-T-H-E. Last name Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. On April 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the client, period. I also performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 67-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 186 pounds, period. The patient was a passenger in the front of an SUV with her seatbelt on, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 28th of 2021, period. She was rear-ended by an SUV and pushed into a semi-truck, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury, period. The patient was jerked, period. The vehicle had a fair amount of damage, however, it was not totaled, period. The patient had immediate pain in her mid-back, low back, and radiating pain down her left leg, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing mid and low back pain, period. She has radiating pain down her left leg. I should say she had radiating pain down her left leg that has since resolved, period. New paragraph. The mid-back pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing and throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion as well, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 to 3 hours per day, period. It is a stiffness type pain, and she is aware that she has diminished range of motion, period. The pain ranges intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is presently a non-radiating pain, but was initially radiating down the left leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day an ambulance took her to Hendricks Regional Health Emergency Room, period. She had x-rays and was released, period. The next day she was seen at Danville Chiropractic, and she had adjustments in treatments, period. She later was seen by Torok Chiropractic Center, period. Torok is T-O-R-O-K, period. She did have physical therapy and adjustments for a few months, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, yard work, lifting her great-grandchildren, sex, sleep, riding in a car over 2 hours, and prolonged sitting, period. New paragraph, her medications and eyes other than over-the-counter oral medications and topicals such as BioFreeze, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, stretching exercises, massage therapy, hot and cold applications, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals that age 50 had breast carcinoma, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for a lumpectomy, bilateral shoulder surgery for bone, spurs, and tears, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured her mid-back in the past period. The patient has never injured her low back in the past from trauma, but she did have low back pain from suspected arthritis and overwork issues, period. The patient was not having back pain up until this automobile accident, other than some chiropractic treatment approximately 1 to 2 months prior, period. Before this automobile accident, she was seen approximately 0 to 1 times a month, but now requires more often chiropractic treatments approximately 2 times a month, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents in the past, other than a minor automobile accident in approximately 2007, period. After that accident, she had chiropractic care for approximately 2 to 3 months in her neck and low back, but there was no permanency, period. The patient has not had any prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation is that she is a secretary for her husband, and she can work full-time, however it is with pain, period. New paragraph. I did review extensive records, including records from Hendricks Regional Emergency Room, Hendricks Regional Health Radiology, Danville Chiropractic, and Torah Chiropractic, period. Upon review of the records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent results, period. Office visit records dated May 28, 2021. Range of motion of the cervical area was documented and severely limited, period. Chart notes from Danville Chiropractic, October 24, 2022. Objective findings, there was restrictions in the left shoulder and right shoulder. There was muscle spasm, moderate in nature, in the left lower thoracic, right lower thoracic, left mid thoracic, left lumbar and lumbar, period. There was range of motion concerns in the entire lumbar spine. And the today's care consisted of 3 to 4 region chiropractic adjustment, period. Danville Chiropractic notes May 28, 2021. The patient is being seen for reexamination consult due to a motor vehicle collision, period. Chief complaint was headaches, neck pain, upper thoracic, left posterior shoulder and right posterior shoulder, dull and aching discomfort, period. There's also lumbar, left sacroiliac, and right sacroiliac aching and dull discomfort, period. Objective spinal restrictions at C4, C5, T1, T3, T4, L4, and right pelvis. Other abnormalities noted. It was recommended that she return for treatment 1 time per week, period. Emergency room report, Danville Emergency Room, May 28th, 2021. X-rays of the thoracic spine. Indication was motor vehicle accident. Pain in the thoracic spine and cervical tingling. Studies were negative for fracture, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 28, 2021 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me today, by Dr. Mandel, The patient had an abnormal flex gait period. ENT examination was negative period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation period. Extraocular muscles intact period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs clear period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed palpable heat and tenderness, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted. There was diminished range of motion noted in the thoracic area, period. In the thoracic area, flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 76 degrees left, 82 degrees right. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the lumbar area. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. Flexion was diminished by 32 degrees and extension diminished by 10 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed the patient was unable to walk on her tiptoes, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, thoracic strain, comma, pain, and trauma. Number 2, lumbar trauma, strain, and pain. Number 3, lumbar radiculopathy resolved, period. The above 3 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May 28th of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the thoracic region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-3, period. In relationship to the lumbar area, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-4, period. This lumbar impairment rating would have been higher had it not been for her prior past medical history, period. The total whole body impairments are 5% as a direct result of the automobile accident of May 28th of 2021, period. As the patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the thoracic and lumbar regions as a result of the automobile accident of May 28th of 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need further chiropractic treatment at an estimated cost of $2,200, period. The patient will need ongoing over-the-counter medications at an estimated cost. The patient will need ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month, period. The patient can benefit by a lumbar back brace at a cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in the thoracic and lumbar area at a cost of $3,500, period. The patient will require an MRI of the thoracic and lumbar areas at an estimated cost of $6,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, and the patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.